Dearest daughter, Ted said, I hereby return your stolen goods. I hope you forgive me for returning it too late.
Well, there's nothing to forgive, Ted, my mother said. Grandmother's spirit wasn't a powwow dancer.
Ted's mouth dropped open. Excuse me, he said. My mother loved going to powwows, but she never danced. She never owned a dance outfit. This couldn't be hers.
Ted didn't say anything. He couldn't say anything.
In fact, looking at the beads and design, this doesn't look Spokane at all. I don't recognize the work. Does anybody here recognize the beadwork?
No, everybody said.
It looks more Sioux to me, my mother said. Maybe Oglala.
Maybe.
I'm not an expert. Your anthropologist wasn't much of an expert either. He got this way wrong.
We all just sat there in silence as Ted mulled that over.
Then he packed his outfit back into the suitcase, hurried over to his waiting car, and sped away. For about 2 minutes, we all sat quiet.
Who knew what to say?
And then my mother started laughing. And that set us all off. 2,000 Indians laughed at the same time. We kept laughing. It was the most glorious noise I'd ever heard. And I realized that, sure, Indians were drunk and sad and displaced and crazy and mean, but dang, we knew how to laugh. When it comes to death, we know that laughter and tears are pretty much the same thing. And so laughing and crying, we said goodbye to my grandmother. And when we said goodbye to one grandmother, we said goodbye to all of them. Each funeral was a funeral for all of us. We lived and died together. All of us laughed when they lowered my grandmother into the ground, and all of us laughed when they covered her with dirt, and all of us laughed as we walked and drove and rode our way back to our lonely, lonely houses.